dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
When I get sad, I stop being sad and be awesome instead. True story.
We're too unique, guys.
He's like the Lone Ranger, and I'm like Tonto.
You're not a veterinarian. You don't know anything.
Now we will hang out there all the time.
That's right. I'm your daddy.
What the deuce?
It's the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Thought an addition to Talk of the Town had just broke out in here. Derek and Daddy discussing politics. You people don't want to hear this. Happy Election Day, everybody. Get out and vote. You know what? I don't care if it's not an exciting election. Get out and vote. It's your patriotic duty as an American citizen.
I almost brought a gun in this morning. That's my duty, too, as an American.
Weirdo. Get out and vote. I'm going to do so this afternoon.
Until they take those away.
What is wrong with you?
You know what?
What is wrong with you?
They announced a Supreme Court justice yesterday. I actually looked at the TV at one time, and I go, why the hell is John Lovitz talking? And I go, that's not John Lovitz. Oh, my God. What? Oh, that's the new Supreme Court.
That's not the critic. What's the critic doing over there? You know what? Like 12% of our listening audience know what you're talking about. Everybody's out there. Google it. John Lovitz. SNL character. Boy.
Wedding singer.
What was his most famous...
Reaping all the benefits. He's losing his freaky mind, and I'm reaping all the benefits.
Absolute outstanding guest appearance on Friends.
Yeah, he had a great cameo on Friends. As the chef, the critic guy. Yeah,
chef on marijuana. Showed up and wanted to eat taco shells.
But apparently it was Elena Kagan, or whatever her name is, the new Supreme Court justice. Yeah, it wasn't John Lovitz, so...
Hey. As the Iowa quarterback says, you hate America, love it or leave it, USA number one, Tool. He didn't say Tool, but hey. Glad to have you with us. This is the Doug and Daddy Show. We usually talk sports for the next hour here on ESPN Radio. We're going to do so today. Going to talk Big Ten expansion. This really caught fire yesterday. That is the big story, not just in Nebraska, but it's starting to take over the nation. They're leading sports center with it, and so you know that is the big story. And we'll talk about that just a few minutes. We're going to talk with Teddy Greenstein from the Chicago Tribune just after the bottom of the hour. Election Day, the big story, I think, in the state is the arena vote in Lincoln. Former Husker basketball player Andy Markowski, analyst with the Husker Sports Network, actually was on a forum to take questions from voters in Lincoln, the pros and cons. Obviously, he's going to be on the pro side of this. We expect to catch him at the very end of the show. And coming up in our next break, it is a busy week. We promised you we're going to talk a little soccer. We're going to talk a little track. We've got a couple of area track meets that we will be at tomorrow. I will be in Loup City bringing you updates from the Class D meet there. Jim Reeves, the track coach at Loup City, is going to join us. And the gang in Hastings, Mike Will and the boys, are going to be over at Wilcox at their Class D meet. We'll talk with Ken Meyer from Wilcox about that tomorrow on the show. Soccer with Kearney Scott Steinbrook, track with Dwayne Schmidt of Kearney Catholic, and Damon Day will preview UNK's trip into the National Baseball Tournament all tomorrow. So we are pretty packed. Plus, Alice Cooper tickets, Rob Zombie this Saturday at the Viero Event Center. We're going to be giving you a chance to win tickets today and tomorrow as well. All that, plus Troutman's Tuesday Trivia.
And, Doug, later in the week, perhaps maybe a chance to have Alice Cooper right here on the Doug and Daddy Show.
No.
So you'll want to stick around for that.
I guess he's got time with school being out. It's out for the summer.
There you go.
I'm going to have to ask him what he shot at the Kearney Country Club when he made his way through here not too long ago.
That's good. That's good. It's good to have Mr. Zombie, Mr. Cooper in town.
What is wrong with you? I mean, that is the definition of a persona on the stage, way different than off.
Yeah, exactly right. Now, you get away, you think, oh, rock stars. These guys are wild and crazy guys. You got Alice Cooper that hasn't drank for a long, long time, plays golf every day, just kind of a regular guy.
But, Daddy, I think we have a couple of stories to touch on. It has really caught fire here, and maybe everybody is just, I don't know. I guess I'm without knowing all the facts still, I really think
Are there
Nebraska,
any facts to know?
Well, Nebraska released a statement yesterday, said they're not going to say anything more until the Big Ten says something, which tells me that something's in the works. Something major is in the works here. Your thoughts, 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. We always encourage the calls, but with such a jam-packed show today, might be easier to get to your email, to the Dent Popper inbox, home of the Armor Lining. Stop by for your free estimate today. Make your vehicle look as good as it should when the sun shines on it during the beautiful summer months, which we are promised will be heading our way soon. Go to the Dent Popper inbox on the bricks of the downtown Kearney Center. The address to the email, douganddaddy@espnsuperstation.com. douganddaddy@espnsuperstation.com. Nebraska is going to the Big Ten, bull or no bull. I think that's probably going to be the bull or no bull, unless something else big pops up this week. That could be bull or no bull all week. Brought to you by Ace Hardware and Garden Center in Kearney and Grand Island. Cut your mowing time in half with Toro's Time Cutter Z4200 zero-turn mower at Ace Hardware and Garden Center in Kearney and Grand Island. Shoot us your email. We'd love to get your opinion. Daddy, though, right now, everything I'm hearing is you got to go because of the money. Period. Gosh, there's got to be a lot of other factors, doesn't there? And it can't be all athletic, can it?
Well,
it can't all be football. I know that's got to be the reason to spearhead it, and I understand that. But, boy, it just seems like there's a lot more beneath the surface that you better look at before something comes out and bites you.
Well, for one thing, I think, you know what, Nebraska didn't really – how long have these rumors been out there for? The last 2 months?
Well, yeah.
It
really quieted down. The Big Ten said they're going to expand. Nebraska was a name that was thrown out there, and then it was pretty quiet until this last weekend.
So, but it kept coming up in the World Herald, Chattel article 2 weeks ago on Sunday. I mean, there were articles being out there and wrote about this deal. Nebraska never issued a statement until yesterday when 810 ESPN Radio in Kansas City seemed to break this story, along with Joe Shad from ESPN, they were in cohorts with one another. All of a sudden, it hit a nerve with either Harvey Perlman, Tom Osborne, that somebody found out something that maybe they didn't want out.
Everybody kept calling, wanting a comment. I mean, Steve Sippel from the Journal Star got a comment from Harvey Perlman yesterday that denied the story.
Yeah, it was basically denied the story. But then, to even deny the story, a lot of people think, well, we can read into that a little bit. Part of me says that Tom Osborne, since day one at this Big 12, has been against so many things dealing with Texas running the deal. From day one, how many votes in the Big 12 have been 11-1?
University of Texas or the state of Texas? University is what he's against. And are they? Are they?
Well, I think he's against the money and the power that they have to run the conference. And a lot of people in the South just shake their heads and go along with Texas because they don't want to upset them anyway. Well, Tom Osborne was against that play-in game or the championship game. He didn't care. You got to remember, when Tom Osborne stepped down from coaching, the athletic director at Nebraska was who? Dollar Bill Byrne. Two totally different philosophies in running a program. Let's kick up some higher donations. Let's start moving some people's seats. You know, ruffling feathers. We're raising ticket prices. It was all to make a buck under Bill Byrne. Tom Osborne and Bill Byrne, totally different, did not see eye to eye on very much, I don't think. When they got rid of Bill Byrne, I got to think, had there been a different athletic director, Tom Osborne, I'm not saying he'd be coaching today, but he would have been coaching longer than when he decided to step down. When he got back involved in this deal, I got to think part of me says, before Texas just keeps running things and they're having this vote on the deal to keep the championship game there till 2015, 2007, whatever they want to do, that he's going to say, Mr. Dodds, Mr. Mack Brown, bite me. We're going to go our own direction. We're going to make our own path. We think we're a pretty powerful program in our own right. We don't have to answer to anybody, especially you.
And we're going to talk a lot more about that and get the Big Ten perspective with Teddy Greenstein of the Chicago Tribune around 11:35 this morning on the Doug and Daddy Show. But up next, we're going to talk a little district track. We get to your email. Derek, we didn't get a chance to talk a lot about NBA and NHL yesterday. Could the Montreal Canadiens go to the finals?
Woo! Be crazy.
More after this on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Two legendary acts. Two legendary shows. come together for the first time in one legendary spectacle. Rob Zombie. In the same night, Alice Cooper. The Gruesome Twosome Tour, Saturday, May 15th, Viero Event Center in Kearney. See Rock's most outrageous event.
Welcome to my nightmare.
Rob Zombie and Alice Cooper, together on one stage. Saturday, May 15th, Viero Event Center. Rob Zombie. Alice Cooper. Gruesome Twosome Tour. Don't wait. Get your tickets on sale now. Call the Viero box office at 308-338-8011 and online at journeyevents.com. Gruesome Twosome Tour. Produced by Jay Presents. JayPresents.com.
I'm Doug Duda with the Sports Minute on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. The UNK baseball team is headed to the NCAA Division II National Tournament beginning in Farmington, New Mexico this Thursday. They'll have the opening game at 12 noon against the second seed Minnesota State, who's ranked 19th in the country and captured the Northern Sun regular season and conference tournament championships. It is a double elimination tournament. The Nebraska baseball team is back into conference action this weekend as they travel to Missouri Friday and Saturday night. At 7, Sunday at noon, you can hear the action on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. The Nebraska softball team is the sixth seed of the Big 12 Conference Tournament and will take on third seed Texas A&M at 11:30 Saturday morning in Oklahoma City. The UNK women's tennis team is headed to the Sweet 16 of the NCAA Tournament. They'll be at second-ranked Berea, Florida on Wednesday. And don't forget, district track across the state Wednesday and Thursday, and the state high school soccer tournament begins in Omaha Wednesday. And that's a Sports Minute on ESPN.
Mostly considerable cloud cover and some breaks of sun in spots as we head through the day today with a high temperature around 59. Northerly winds will stay around 10 to 15 miles per hour. For tonight, there's a chance for showers and storms developing with a low at 40. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now, 50.
Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Josh and Carney says, woohoo, Nebraska to the Rose Bowl. Yeah, let's get there once every 5 years and play for the national title. Hey, our guests on the Doug and Daddy Show are fed well from our friends at Burger King with their new sausage, egg, and cheese breakfast muffin sandwich, just a dollar every morning, or the new breakfast bowl made up of scrambled eggs, sausage, cheese, roasted potatoes, onions, and peppers, and maybe you've been up so long you want a burger for breakfast. Well, they'll do it because their full menu served all morning at Burger King, two locations at Kearney, also at Lexington, Cozad, at North Platte, and we welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show the head track coach at Wilcox Hildreth. Ken Myers joins us as they get ready to host the D7 meet tomorrow. And, Ken, good morning. Everybody ready to go at Wilcox?
Well, good morning. Well, we are scrambling right now because we just made the decision, I think, that we're going to be able to move our meet to Thursday. We're going to try to avoid the bad weather tomorrow. And if the weathermen are right, we really don't want to host a meet, especially as important as the district meet is tomorrow.
Well, I am glad that the NSAA is working through this, so we're officially, we'll put that down, postponed to Thursday. Now, when we did, you know what, you just threw me for a loop, Ken, because that is just, that's great for the kids, and it's about time we finally realize that when we can make things better for the kids, we do. And I suppose with these teams, and you got some teams that are traveling too. You guys happen to be the farthest west, it looks like, in this district. You're going to see some different teams as we get to the competition here. How's that going to affect the way the district plays out in the Falcons' eyes? Because you've done very well, especially on the girls' side this year.
Well, there's no question that Bruning, Davenport, Shickley is going to have a very strong team. This Garland girl that they have is an excellent sprinter and long and triple jumper. It's affected us a little bit as far as what we're going to do. But we're just going to have to compete. We've seen some of them. We know what our kids can do. And when we were talking yesterday, said we just got to go out and compete no matter what the weather is. And whoever can can do that is going to be the one that's going to take the trip to Omaha.
Ken, is there obviously a facility like you got at Wilcox, you're afforded the luxury of going both ways depending on the wind, correct?
That is correct. We can run either north or south.
And that's not a big, I mean, you can do that the morning of the meet depending on the conditions?
That is right. I try to listen the day before so we can get the hurdle set up and get our pit set up the direction we what the weathermen say it's supposed to be. But we've had it where we've gone in and had to change hurdles. It doesn't take us very long at all to do. We have to move basically three flights, and then we're ready to run.
Ken Myers from Wilcox Hildreth talking a little track with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. As the teams that are competing, Bruning, Davenport, Schickley, along with Kiltner, Hampton, Harvard, Heartland Lutheran out of Grand Island, Lawrence Nelson, Red Cloud, Silver Lake, and Wilcox Hildreth. You touched a little bit on the team race. Where do you see a couple of events that's got a couple more studs or studettes, as the case may be, than maybe some other districts?
I really think the sprints are going to be good. The hurdles are going to be good in the boys, a couple kids. Even the 100 is going to be really close in the boys. A couple kids have come in. In fact, there's four boys right now with 11-4s that have been sent in. The hurdles, a couple real good hurdlers, Peter's kid and a Poppin kid, one from Hampton. Peter's from Hampton. And Poppin from Giltner is going to be very strong. The high jump really looks good. There are four jumpers all over 6 foot, 1 6'4", and 2 at 6'3", and then we have Matt Nelson. He comes in at 6 foot. He finally got over the 6 foot barrier down the Alma Friday, and 6'1" is the automatic qual. So we could conceivably send four, maybe five jumpers out of this district in the boys in the high jump, simply through the automatically qualification. And the girls, I think a couple of the relays, the 4x4 relay is going to be very good. We have the fastest time at 4:22, and then Lawrence Nelson has come in. They have a 4:25, and so that's going to be a pretty good, I think, pretty good race there with them. The 800 could be a good race, and I think really the races from the 800 on down, the high hurdles are going to be very strong. Callie Guthrie from Wilcox Hildreth has a 16.5, and then we have a girl from Nelson Lawrence come in at 16.6 and a couple at 16.7. So it is who runs clean, doesn't hit a hurdle, I think it's going to be very important there. And as I said, I think the 400 is going to be good. We're moving Samantha Johnson to it. She ran a 61.1 down at Alma, and then I think a girl from Giltner has a 62, so that's going to be good. And then the race in the 100 is going to be very close between Scarlett girl from Bruning Davenport Schickley and Samantha Johnson 12.7. So it's going to be a dogfight.
Can you mention a Guthrie girl from Wilcox? Ward, there's weird. Axman from Pleasant, one of those hometown names. Who are some other Axtell Wilcox Hildreth kids you look forward to making a run and having a chance to go to Omaha?
Well, as far as the girls, I think we're sitting fairly good in the pole vault. We're sitting second and third right there in the pole vault, and pretty good, pretty comfortable there. Olivia Adam has the second best vault of 8.6, and we're trying to get her on a new pole, so hopefully that might, if we'd have some weather that we can actually vault, maybe we could get her up to 9 or better. And then I think, too, Emma Vavrika has a shot in the high jump. It's going to be pretty strong. Harvard girl has a real good jump at 5.4, but from there on, it is close. There's several girls at 4.10, 4.11, so it's going to be real close on that. I think our 4x1 relay has a real good shot. We have the best qualifying time going in, but that race, you always have to kind of hold your breath and hope you get the batons passed in the zones, and so that's. I guess I always say that's between the 4x1 and the hurdles, there's no guarantees on those.
Well, Coach, we'll let everybody know that things, same start times then again on Thursday with the postponement?
As it is planned right now, same start time.
All right, let us know if anything changes, but we'll let the folks know that the D7 meet has been moved to Thursday at Wilcox Hildreth, and hopefully the kids can take advantage of a little bit nicer weather. Thanks for giving us some time on the Doug and Daddy Show, and good luck to the Falcons.
Well, thank you very much. Appreciate the time.
You bet. Ken Myers, track coach, Wilcox Hildreth.
We'll let you. We're going to be giving you updates on the radio now with the change. We're going to have to let you know how that works out because we, of course, plan to go to one place Wednesday and one place on Thursday, and we'll see. Maybe this is going to start happening a lot more. Jim Reeves is going to join us also in this break as we bring him in from Loup City and see what's going on there.
Doug, you've been around here as long as anybody following this stuff. Can they just move all these meats back a day?
They have to get, it's just like moving any other thing. You've got to get your meat officials, all your volunteers. You have to make sure that the logistics are there. It's a pain for those in the office that are trying to get state going because they can be working on the A&D entries while the B&C meets are going on and all that. But again, there is time. This is the right thing to do. It's supposed to be horrid
tomorrow. High of 45,
45, 70% chance of rain I saw last night. Come on. You want to be running the 32 in a downpour and it's 40 degrees? No.
Well, the thing with me is when you're competing against kids across the state, it seems unfair to me. Some kids are competing in that weather where other kids aren't.
And it does make a difference. Extra qualifiers go in. The winner in each race gets in, but then you start talking about best times, longest distances. There are qualifying distances, and that's exactly what's going on. It does make as much of a difference in track as any sport that is going on across the state, maybe more so in track than any other sport going on across the state because that's the only way they can go. They can, you know, it's hard to compare a time from Falls City with Hemingford. it could be three different seasons in between.
You're exactly right. I think that's one thing when if you want everybody playing on a level playing field, because obviously you want the best kids getting to Omaha and the best kids receiving those bursts, and if you're going on a 47-degree day, probably going to be pretty difficult to get your best time or one of your best times of the season out there.
We've got some more while we wait to talk with Jim Reeves here. Monty says, hey, boys, anxious to hear some intelligent reasons why not to join Big Ten schools. Can somebody give me good reasons besides the Big Ten sucks? That one gets real old. That seems to be the deal, too. I don't like the travel aspect. I can't see Nebraska being in a conference. And, again, I'm not saying yay or nay, but Penn State is a – they're in your conference. Rutgers would be in your conference. What about the travel? Why don't we get in the Pac-10? I mean, that seems the same travel to me. Now, I mean, yeah, you're skipping states no matter what. The good thing is you would always be going if Missouri State goes and if Iowa goes and Minnesota, pretty much you'd be boarding all the states and then going on from there, which would be different than the Pac-10.
I'll throw this at you. I understand what Nebraska would bring to a conference. I understand what Notre Dame would bring to the conference. What difference... what does Rutgers bring to a conference? What does Missouri bring to a conference? I haven't saw those. Those are the two pieces of the puzzle that, you want to get another Northwestern, you want to get another Indiana in there right now? Well, there's two Northwesterns, Indianas, you know, really Illinois, as far as I'm concerned, in that conference with Rutgers and Missouri.
Well, you know, it's not just at the national level. Peru State is joining a new conference, we find out today. And at Loup City, they've been bouncing back and forth between C and D. And I know there's been some thoughts there about whether they stay in the Loup Platte Conference or not. But we're not going to jump too much into that. We're going to talk a little chat track with Jim Reeves at Loup City here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. Coach, good morning. How are we doing?
Good. How are you?
Well, we're doing good. Now, I got to ask you right off the bat because we just talked to Ken Myers down at Wilcox-Hildreth. And they are going to move their district track meet to Thursday because of the thought of the weather tomorrow. What's the situation in Loup City?
Same thing here in Loup City. We're going to postpone it until Thursday, same time, 9 o'clock start in the morning.
All right. Well, are a lot of the ADs that are hosting the D meets getting together? Is everybody doing this on their own? Did you get a mandate or a memo from the state? What kind of triggered all this?
Well, we got a memo from the state. We'd kind of been watching the weather up here. And the state released a memo earlier this morning and said, due to the weather, if you want to change it, you know, go ahead. And so it was more locally here, kind of met with the administration and the meet director, and we just decided that would be best for the kids to push it to Thursday.
Competing at Loup City, Amherst, Ansley, Arcadia, Litchfield, Loup County, Loup City, North Loup Scotia, Pleasanton, Sargent, and SEM. And Jim, I mentioned you guys have bounced back and forth C&D and track. What's What's the difference? I mean, the overriding feeling is there's not as many outstanding athletes in Class D, but a couple of these schools I know have some pretty darn good athletes, including yourself.
Yeah, there's, I'll tell you what, there are some quality athletes. You know, just looking through, I put together the heat sheets and the entries and the flights and that. And really, there's not a lot of difference between C and D, you know, maybe the, other than just the numbers. But there are some quality athletes on both the boys' and girls' side.
Jim, as far as the team races go, are there favorites out there, big, heavy favorites out there?
I think on the boys' side, probably Sargent. They've got quite a bit of depth, and, you know, they fill most events with three kids, so they're probably the boys' team to look out for. And then on the girls' side, you know, I'd say the Sargent girls are fairly strong, and I think the Ansley girls are pretty strong as well. So, you know, that should be an interesting girls' race. But, you know, on the boys' side, kind of looking at it, I think North Loop's in there as well, and I think our Loop City boys are pretty solid as well.
To give me the boys, for instance, what where are the studs, the bulls going to collide? What events are those going to be?
Well, I'll tell you what, there's going to be some tremendous relays. I think in that 4x400 relay on the boys' side, and I think that 4x800 relay on the boys' side, you know, it's going to be really interesting to see who comes out on top there. I know Sargent's kind of leading both of them right now, but, you know, we're kind of nipping at their heels. And then the long jump looks to be a quality event as well because, you know, the automatic qualifying jump's 20'2", and I think we've got six kids entered in the long jump that have, on the boys' side, that have hit that mark. So even though you might not get first or second in that event, you may still qualify getting, you know, fourth, fifth, or sixth if you're out over 20'2".
Talking with Jim Reeves, the track coach at Loop City. They're also postponing their meet until Thursday. Of course, Jordan, he can leap, and he can do a lot of good things for you. Is he expecting him or some other kids that can get you to Omaha in more than one event?
Oh, yeah, definitely. You know, Jordan, we picked up an athlete this year, senior athlete, Judd Jarzynka. He's come in and helped us out tremendously. He runs a pretty good open 800, and he's helped out on those two relays, the 4x4 and the 4x8, and then got a pretty good distance runner in Luke Bezoza in the 1,600-meter run. And I got some freshman kids that are kind of stepping up for us, too. So, you know, we're kind of looking at hopefully this year getting about, you know, anywhere from 5 to 7 boys down there.
Doug, we mentioned that Guthrie from Wilcox, a Jarzynka from Loop City. That's another one of those names that just kind of fits up there. Jim, when you look at the way the season's broke down with all the wind and all the strange weather we've had, you think the kids have got their best marks out there right now?
I think so. You know, I kind of joked with our administrator, our principal up here, Nick Hodge, and I said it was kind of like the football season. You know, we had the nice weather early, and it got bad as the season went along. That's kind of how football goes. But I think for the most part, I think most of the kids have had a nice day or two, and they're somewhere where they've gotten their best marks.
Well, Jim, I know you got a lot going on today, so we'll let you get back, and we'll let the folks know that we're moving the meet to Thursday, and I think maybe we're going to start to find that out with a lot of the Class D. We'll have to start looking at the Class A meet, see what they're doing there as well. So, Jim,
okay. Hey,
thanks for the time on the Doug and Daddy Show, and best of luck to you and the Red Raiders.
Thank you very much, and thanks for the excellent coverage.
You bet, buddy. Jim Reeves from Loop City on a busy Doug and Daddy Show. We're going to go talk Big Ten expansion with Teddy Greenstein from the Chicago Tribune in just a moment. Andy Markowski is going to join us from Lincoln, talk about what's going on with the vote on the arena today, part of the Husker Sports Network, and part of a forum earlier to help folks maybe answer some questions on the pro side of that arena.
Yeah, Doug, I think if you've got any questions about, if you've got questions for Teddy Greenstein, please shoot us an email quick. We'll be sure and pass those along with him. I know this Big Ten expansion is new. It just really came to the forefront yesterday. And really thank the good Lord that we had calls out. Otherwise, we'd really be behind the eight ball dealing with this issue.
Let's give away some Alice Cooper tickets. What do you think about that? A pair of tickets to Saturday night's Alice Cooper Rob Zombie concert going on this Saturday night at the Viero Event Center. The Viero Event Center.
Pay $40. I think the ticket's $40. $40 face value for these tickets, folks.
We're giving away a pair of tickets. 888-455-ESPN. 888-455-3776. If you have not won a ticket to the concert so far this week on the Doug and Daddy Show, you are eligible. What's Alice Cooper's favorite sport? Back after this.
Welcome back to Am I Living the Highlight. Let's take some calls.
Please help. I am at an art gallery, and everyone is sipping champagne here and gushing over art that looks like it was finger-painted by a guy wearing mittens.
Exit the nearest door. Run through a wall if you have to. Just hobnob the heck out of there.
My wife's coming. I gotta go.
Next caller.
Guys, I'm on. Hey, me and the guys are playing horseshoes and drinking a couple of cold ones.
Well, ring one for the highlight because you, my friend, are living it.
All right.
Next.
Caribbean. Oh, I'm on the air? Good. Our foursome is being held up by some ruffians in the back nine, drinking beers, and by the looks of my pocket watch, taking their sweet time.
Listen up, Ascot. The highlight don't run on pocket watch time. Now put that in your cummerbund and smoke. Next call.
Hey, man, love your show. Guess what?
What?
It's 2-for-1 night at the bowling alley.
Twice the good honest beer for half the tasty price.
Plus free cheese balls.
Cheese balls? That's a strike right down the middle of the high life, my friend. Well, that's all the time we have. Now remember, the high life loves you.
Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Live responsibly.
Now that the weather is beginning to cooperate, the fun is just getting started at the Courtyard at Cunningham's Journal. As all your favorite teams are keeping their eye on the ball, you'll be looking out for all the early happy hour specials from 3 to 6. Live music and entertainment on the weekends add to the excitement. And when the action heats up, the Courtyard at Cunningham's Journal has the coldest beer in town. The Courtyard at Cunningham's Journal, your uptown night spot in downtown K-Town.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney. When it comes to keeping it simple, having your auto and home insured by the same company just makes sense. At Farm Bureau Financial Services, we make it easy to combine and save. And you pay only one deductible for all covered possessions damaged in a single occurrence if you have a loss. To learn more, call Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers in Kearney at 234-4922. 234-4922. Farm Bureau makes insurance simple. Call them at 234-4922. Farm Bureau Members' Choice Policy issued by Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance Company and Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
A partial clearing at times for the forecast area this afternoon. North winds feeling just a bit breezy with highs in the mid to upper 50s. Mainly cloudy skies tonight. Chance for showers and thunderstorms mainly later this evening. Currently it's 52.
Who won the tickets? Who won the tickets? They knew Alice Cooper loves golf.
Oh, yeah. Bill from Hartwell knew it.
All right, Bill, going to Alice Cooper and Rob Zombie coming up Saturday night at the Viero Event Center in Kearney. Keep listening. More tickets to give away. Andy Markowski's going to join us. And also, we're going to go to the Chicago Tribune and talk to Teddy Greenstein here in just a moment. I want to hit a couple of emails. First, is the Thunder that much better than the Jazz, or were the Lakers just not awake, interested yet? Mark and Minden.
I don't understand it. You know, you think that the Jazz looked as good as they could look, I think, versus the Nuggets, and then all of a sudden you build a little bit of that confidence, and then all of a sudden, I don't know how, in four games, just boom, it's out the door and gone.
You know, you like to go back to the tape once in a while. Who said Lakers sweep Jazz?
Did you?
Yeah, I did. I did, and well, we discussed this, Tony. We thought Oklahoma City, especially the way they were playing, got a raw draw. They won 50 games, and they were the 8th seed. When pretty much, we thought, and I think a lot of people on the national scene thought they were not the number 8 team in the Western Conference. That they could have beaten a lot of teams. Maybe they were the third best.
Yeah, 51
maybe
wins.
They still maybe third, fourth. Phoenix has outplayed everybody. I mean, San Antonio doing what they did to Dallas, and then just laying an egg. Of course, the Spurs laying an egg to Phoenix. So, and boy, Atlanta, do they get kicked out of the NBA after this? Good Lord.
You talk about just not showing up at times.
Cowherd could be right. Orlando could break the bubble of Cleveland if they can survive Boston in the NBA. And, of course, in the NHL, two more exciting games last night to keep both series alive, actually, Derek.
That was wild. Montreal getting another big win there. And finally, Sidney Crosby getting a goal and an assist after a couple of game slumps. And hey, they still can't even really pull it out. So a couple of good series left there in the much more competitive than the NBA, that's for sure.
And since we're going to Chicago, well, they have a chance?
Oh, yeah, the Blackhawks, absolutely. Yeah, I like the Blackhawks to win that series yet.
Let's ask Teddy Greenstein from the Chicago Tribune. Teddy, welcome to ESPN's Doug and Daddy Show. Are you following the hockey beat too?
Yeah, I'm the classic Chicago sports fan that for about a 5-year span went to one game when Bill Wirtz owned the team, and you'd go to a game and there'd be 4,500 people in the crowd, and you'd be like, "Wow, this is pathetic." And then the new ownership comes in, and they're on TV, and now it is absolutely the hottest ticket in town. And I would, I'd go to 10 Hawks games before I would go to a Bulls game. So I went to game 2 at the United Center. That's been the only good home game of the 3 in the series. So, I'll be watching tonight.
Teddy, well, we appreciate you coming on the Doug and Daddy Show and giving us a minute today. Really enjoyed the article. Basically a question-answer session with you over the weekend about Big Ten expansion. How did all that come about? Is there that much talk going on in Chicago, obviously?
Yeah, there really is. And it's an interesting story. You know, there's such an appetite for anything. So I told my editors, I said, hey, there's really no news, but I get tons of emails on this. So let's put something on the website, open it up to questions, and then I'll do a mailbag. And I got 70 questions over 48 hours and answered maybe 20 of them. Because, they get a little repetitive at times. And then you get some stupid questions like, can't we just kick out Penn State? You get some really bright fans who have a little axe to grind for whatever reason. So I addressed a bunch of them. It's on ChicagoTribune.com. And then, obviously there were the reports yesterday about Nebraska and Mizzou, among others.
Well, Teddy, what do you think when the first football game kicks off this fall? And, of course, with expansion, I think they're throwing out 2015 would be the first time that the football schedule would be able to make a part. I think basketball would be a different story. But what do you think this fall? What's the Big Ten going to look like?
Well, yeah, I mean, nothing this fall and almost certainly not next fall. But, hey, expansion is coming. I'm 99% sure of it. It just seems to be a question of 14 or 16. I kind of go back and forth on what I think is going to happen. I think if it's 14, they should be trying to get Rutgers, Missouri, and Nebraska. And then I think if Delaney is really determined to try to get the New York market, as much of it as he can, then he also takes Syracuse and UConn and makes it 16. And I think that's really the only question left. Except for timetable. Jim Delaney says nothing's really going to happen till December. A lot of people don't believe him, we'll know more in the next few weeks and in a month or so. Big Ten presidents are meeting in early June at the Big Ten offices, and hopefully we'll know something then.
Teddy, it seems to be money, money, money between the Big Ten and SEC. They just have that much more money than these other conferences, and that's why they're able to kind of start making the moves earlier than everybody else?
Absolutely. I mean, Delaney was able to look at it and say, all right, if we develop this Big Ten network, then that's going to be another source of revenue for us, and that's bringing in another $8 million or so, per school. So, that alone just makes, these Big Ten schools just have a huge coffers compared to Big East and Big 12 schools, and certainly some of the Big 12 with uneven distribution. So now the Big Ten is, the envy of all these other leagues, and then they want to expand to get even richer. And, I got one question from somebody, isn't this all about greed? And you could look at it that way. But, these schools want to have money to pay for scholarships, to pay for lacrosse sticks. None of that stuff is free.
We're talking with Teddy Greenstein from the Chicago Tribune here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. Thomas in Kearney has sent an email into the show. It says, it's all about the money. Nebraska wants to go to the Big Ten because of the money. The Big Ten wants Missouri because it can get them into the Kansas City market and locks up the St. Louis market. I guess that goes on my next question. What are the benefits for the Big Ten to expansion?
Yeah, each school brings something different. Missouri you know, brings TV in terms of St. Louis and Kansas City. I mean, the BTN, Big Ten Network's already in St. Louis somewhat because of Illinois, but then you lock in St. Louis and Kansas City, and it's, you know, a major university. They're obviously the biggest one in the state, pretty much the only game in town. I mean, it's, you know, it's a good school. It's, you know, it's got a nice rivalry with Illinois. It makes sense geographically. You know, sure, I mean, the Big Ten Network wants to have as many people paying for it as it can, and that's a plus there. Now, Nebraska, obviously, I looked it up, 1.8 million people in the state, but Nebraska, you know, has obviously an incredible following, and the kind of stuff it would do for ratings for some of these games would be fantastic. I mean, if you can trot out Nebraska, Michigan, Nebraska, Ohio State, Nebraska, Illinois, I mean, all these games every year would become a big deal. And Nebraska, even, you know, without that many people in the state, you know, it's a big, big revenue producer. So that'd be a huge plus with them.
Teddy, I guess when you're looking at these teams, whether it's Missouri, whether it's Rutgers, Rutgers would get you into the New York City market, although I'm thinking, I don't know how many New York City people care about Rutgers, but I guess it would get you that many more households would be the reason there and the explanation there. The distribution of money, is it all equal in the Big Ten? Because some people claim that it's not in the Big 12.
Yeah, it's equal in the Big Ten. It's not in the Big 12. And, you know, the thing with Rutgers is New Jersey's a big state. So even if you don't really get much of New York, if you've got all those cities in New Jersey, that's substantial. And if you can get 3% of the people in the New York market to care, that's a lot of people too. You know, Rutgers also can play its home games at the new Jets Giants Stadium in the Meadowlands and sell that out, and that brings in a lot of revenue. So I see a lot of potential with Rutgers.
Teddy, haven't heard this. Is there any school that might be considering leaving the Big Ten?
No. No. Nobody wants to leave now.
Is it that good?
You know, the getting's too good now.
And not athletically, but I mean, is the package just that good?
Yeah, I mean, there are two conferences now that have, you know, richer deals than anybody. It's the Big Ten and the SEC. So, you know, you don't want to leave. I mean, the Big Ten has this thing going with the network. I mean, all the schools academically are really solid. And, you know, even on the football field, you know, all of a sudden we've gone from 3 years of, you know, losing BCS bowl games and getting ripped on to good performances in the bowl games last year. So even on the field, things have picked up lately.
Teddy, how much more, do you have any idea how much more money Nebraska would stand to make than they already make right now by joining the Big Ten?
You know, it might be roughly $10 million a year, but potentially more than that. I mean, I'm sure they can project with the Big Ten Network. If you know, right now the Big Ten Network is paying out $8 million a school, maybe that ends up being $12, $14, $15 million a school. So, you know, it's not a small amount of money. Obviously, Nebraska then has to spend more money on travel. But, you know, I think the numbers certainly would work for him.
Well, we got this emailer here. His name is Lumpy, and I'm about ready to deal with the guy because he's he's disputing all these figures. And, all these millions of dollars kind of get, you know, it's a little bit repetitive. The $22 million, is it really $22 million per network? And that was a great answer to that question, by the way. People that are following this, go to ChicagoTribune.com. Teddy Greenstein, it was great to have you on today, Teddy.
All right, guys. Have a great day. We'll see you.
All right. Thanks so much. Teddy Greenstein, Chicago Tribune. And we're going to be talking more about this with a variety of people as the story continues, because this is the story. From the get-go, the boys that are the beat writers, the Chattels, the Sips, the Mitch Shermans, they said it's going to happen. And I just shook my head. I went, how can you, know that already? And it's, Teddy, it's going to happen.
Well, I've got this table, Doug, that it was sent to me by a buddy of mine that's done some research, or obviously he didn't do this research, but it's Big Ten potential revenue targets, and it's got total added revenue estimate. Nebraska happens to be third on that list. Rutgers is second, but it's including New York City. Texas, obviously, first, which will not go to the Big Ten because they can do whatever they want. But Nebraska sits
third on
that list.
Remember, they were one of the first schools mentioned.
$54 million that they figure would be added revenue.
Coming up in just a sec, Andy Markowski's going to join us. I bet he's got a little thought not only on the election going on in Lincoln today and the arena vote put on expansion and how that could affect maybe other sports besides just football. I want to tell you that it is Thursday, or it is Tuesday. Thursday they're open late. Tuesday they're open. They're open Sunday. They're open Wednesday. They're open Friday. Because sporting needs are there on the weekend. That's when everybody plays. Misco Sports on the bricks of the downtown Kearney Center wants to get you geared up for summer. Maybe you need a new pair of running shoes. Maybe you need some athletic shorts. Maybe just a cool hat, T-shirt, or something that says Huskers. Heck, you might want to get something that says Big 12 on it. It's going to be a collector's item. Steve and the gang has it. Misco Sports on the bricks of the downtown Kearney Center. Always taking care of the baseball and softball teams from the Little League to the big boys to the softball, baseball, whatever it is you need from gloves, bats, cleats, equipment, it's there. Misco Sports on the bricks in the downtown Kearney Center. Well, big vote. It's election day. Will the arena pass? And it is a bring a new arena in, go to a new conference. I guess it's expansion. And Andy Markowski with the Husker Sports Network and, of course, former Husker legend joining us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Drew, good morning.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me.
Well, in the last 24 hours and since we booked you on the show, this expansion talk has just blown up. Your thoughts, because it's all football talk right now and no other academic or sports talk except that, you know, football pays for basically every minor sport. Basketball holds its own. Well, what's your thought, and especially from basketball? I mean, we look at the volleyball team, I know, that travels so much, and the basketball team, this would seem to be a lot more travel for your academic thoughts, and I know nobody wants to talk about that, but your thoughts about what that could mean, expansion into the Big Ten.
Well, you know, certainly football is the cash cow, and you have to follow the money if it's the best thing for your, you know, not only your athletic program, but academically. So, I mean, there's a lot of factors that are going to go into it. Certainly the Big Ten offers maybe more profitability, but you certainly have to weigh the added travel, the cost of that, you know, the extra burden on your student-athletes. But, you know, as I analyze it, if the Big Ten starts to fall apart in terms of other teams leaving, I certainly think it's a feasible possibility for Nebraska and maybe a better opportunity in the long run, not only financially, but being in a little bit more prestigious conference. Not sport to sport, but I'm talking academically. You know, the Big Ten schools are consistently ranked in the top 50 schools in the United States, and it's no matter what we think of the Big Ten. I lived out in Ohio. The Big Ten is a very well-respected conference around the country, you know, probably more so than the Big 12.
Andy Markowski joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Well, Andy, there's so many different. We're here. We got you on to talk about the arena and the vote that's going on. You've been a voice in Lincoln talking about the reasons for it. It seems to be, to me, with not the public not putting any of their own money. If I own a house in Lincoln, it's going to be a relatively small chunk of the pie that I have to pay. Why would I not vote yes? Just respond to that.
Well, you know, I'm not an expert in all the facets of the arena, whether it be the entertainment value with outside concerts. You know, I can speak more from a basketball standpoint, and I think it's a win for the university. I think it's a chance to have a new facility, to create a better atmosphere around your product in a somewhat of a developed downtown area, but with the new arena, the chance to attract some more restaurants and just create a better, you know, just a better game day atmosphere for your product. You know, I look, you know, long term at state, you know, basketball with having not only a downtown arena but a Devaney Center. You know, I think you can pencil them in for a long term commitment to the city of Lincoln. So I think it can be profitable. All the data I looked at that was presented to me of the arenas around the country that are just an arena only without a convention center have done very well. And I think Lincoln at a quarter of a million people can support this, even the tri-state area that you guys are in. I think you'd be more apt to go to a Thursday night concert in Lincoln than you would be to drive into Omaha on a Tuesday, Wednesday, or Thursday night. So I think, you know, we can reach into maybe your marketplace and draw people not only for Nebraska basketball events, but just, you know, entertainment events in general.
Some people, I guess what I'm hearing from the negativity is they kind of throw a blanket over and say they're just not doing it right. Either the arena's not big enough, it's not in the right location. Again, that just seems to be a, and then of course the financial part, people think financially it's not good for them. I guess just following up even more on what Tony said, is there anything that makes you at least think about why you should vote yes or vote no on this?
Well, I'm not. I mean, the research that was done, you know, my first question was 16,000 was maybe too big, because I didn't know what level of acts we could attract. You know, you look at the Bob Devaney Center at 13,000. You know, that's about the average size of basketball arenas around the country. Was 16,000 too big to make it maybe an intimate basketball setting? But all the data that was presented to me was Lincoln has the population base to support a 16,000 seat arena. The entertainment venues that had reached out to Lincoln prior to even discussion about building this arena were very big acts. You know, not the biggest acts in the world, but certainly acts that would get Lincoln people excited about going and spending money in a new arena. So I think the research that was done on how big, where to put it, how big to make it, was a lot more in depth than the people saying that, you know, just kind of throwing it out of whim, saying, oh, it's not big enough, or it's too big, or it's not put in the right area. I mean, there's a lot of thought to this. This has been a 10-year project, and the people behind it, you know, think it's the right time for Lincoln, and I agree with them.
Andy Markowski joining us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Andy, I guess from a basketball standpoint, if they say it takes 17-8 to host the NCAAs or whatnot, why, when you're building an arena, wouldn't you add that many seats to make Lincoln a contender as far as that goes?
You know, I can't answer that.
Well, that's a motel issue, isn't it, Andy?
Yes.
Isn't that a facilities issue? Lincoln doesn't have the so-called rooms, maybe even restaurants, NCAA mandated. I thought that's what I was hearing.
It is. You need 5 full-service restaurants, restaurant/hotels to host an NCAA tournament, and Lincoln doesn't have that. They have 3 right now. Now the projection is there's a hotel that has shown interest if the arena is passed to build in the Haymarket area, so that would be 4. So you're still short a full service hotel in order to meet NCAA criteria. But you know, had you built maybe an 18,000 seat arena, maybe that other hotel would come. My guess is that the analysis that were done, maybe we didn't feel we had the marketplace to support that. You know, I can't answer that question, but I certainly think that the analysis that was done, 16,000 wasn't a number that was thrown out there. It was evaluated and looked at, and based on the population base of Lincoln, that was the number that was presented to them as being the best chance for this arena to be success and be profitable for the city.
Let's get to the real important stuff. 18 days till we tee it up in the open. How many shots you giving me?
The way I've been playing, I'm going to need 3 aside, I think.
Yeah, and then you throw down a smooth 38. Okay. happened. Hey, Andy, before we let you go, the arena passes today or it doesn't?
I think it'll pass. I truly believe that the people that I've talked to are for it more than against it, but they're estimating the voter turnout is going to be low, based on a percentage, a little higher than most spring votes, but it'll be like a 54-46. It's going to go into the 9 o'clock hour before I think we truly have word. But the time is right. We have a permanent tenant with men's and women's basketball, and that's what it needs to really be successful. If Lincoln misses this opportunity, I don't think it comes back around for another 15 years. So I hope it passes, and I hope when it does pass, Lincoln makes a commitment to supporting it and making it a success.
It's just wild to me, Andy, that the basketball facilities are that far behind everybody else in the Big 12.
And there's no doubt. I've traveled and done radio and all the venues. You know, I was the other day, we had a press conference, and you look at when Nebraska was last in the NCAA tournament my junior year. Since then, you know, Baylor has a new facility. Oklahoma State has put millions of dollars in their facility. A&M, Texas Tech, and Missouri has all built a new facility. And we're still without a practice facility. So we have not made a commitment to give Doc a full stick to fight with. The practice facility obviously breaks ground this summer. This arena certainly can help him sell a vision to maybe the 1 or 2 players that puts him over the top. Because I do think the foundation is there with young kids. Last year was a disappointment, but I do think this next year they have a chance to be in the upper half of the Big 12 with the whole team returning the following year. That's an NCAA tournament team, and that would be leading into the new arena. So I think the trend is moving in the right direction, but, you know, Doc knows he has to win, and the university knows they have to give him some facilities to attract better talent.
Andy, hey, we'll let you get back to work today. We always appreciate you giving us some time on the Doug and Daddy Show. We'll see you in a couple weeks.
All right, guys. Take care.
Andy Markowski, Husker Sports Network, former Husker, and, of course, Ord Chanticleer graduate. So probably the top of the resume there. He's got some pretty cool kids. We need to take a break on the Doug and Daddy Show. Troutman's Tuesday Trivia coming up. We've got breaking news, more with the Nebraska football program. But as we go into break, caller 5, you get Alice Cooper Rob Zombie tickets. This way you need no knowledge. All you have to do is dial the phone, 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. Caller 5, going to Alice Cooper Saturday at the Event Center. We'll back after this.
Whether it's having fun with friends in front of the grill or even at the tailgate, who doesn't like to zone out in style? Combos, that awesome cheese-filled snack, has you covered with the Zone Suite Home Sweepstakes. They're giving away the ultimate home theater zone, tailgating zone, and gaming zone, each worth up to $25,000, as well as tons of other great prizes, like a 65-inch HD TV and surround sound speakers, a custom tailgating trailer, or air hockey table. For official rules and to enter the Zone Suite Home Sweepstakes, visit combos.com or text the word combos to 73761 for a chance to win. No purchase necessary.
Total customer care. That's what makes Midas different. It's how we get to know you and your car, explain things in a way you'll understand, and give you service and repair options that respect your budget. From routine maintenance like oil changes, tires, and brakes, to advanced engine diagnostics and major system repair. Come to Midas and see the difference Total customer care can make. People and prices you can trust. That's the Midas touch.
When you need comfort and guidance the most, it's reassuring to know our family at Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services is at hand. With our experience, compassionate care, and trusted facility, we are available to serve your family in any way possible. If you are in need of a helping hand, contact Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services in Kearney at 237-2259, where our family is dedicated to honoring your family for generations.
If you're a guy over 30 years of age, listen up, Charger. Is your stamina gone when you hit the gym? Do you keep gaining weight every year? Attack the fat, build lean muscle for a stronger core, and increase your stamina with the new Charger Pack found only at Complete Nutrition. Charger. For guys over 30, the Charger Pack recharges your natural testosterone levels back to when you were young and peaking physically. The result is a lean, mean core and an adolescent supply of energy and stamina. Plus, with the new Charger Night formula, say goodnight to daily stress and fatigue as your muscles recharge to burn fat while you sleep. So if you want to naturally build lean muscle and replenish your energy and stamina, get to Complete Nutrition and recharge with the new Charger Pack.
Find Complete Nutrition just north of Sunbart on 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Or call 338-1-FIT. That's 338-1348.
We'll have partial clearing at times for the forecast area this afternoon. North winds feeling just a bit breezy with highs in the mid to upper 50s. Mainly cloudy skies tonight. Chance for showers and thunderstorms mainly later this evening. Currently it's 52.
Hi, back Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us. Hope you've enjoyed the show today. We've talked a little track. We've talked to Andy Markowski about the arena vote. We've also hit up Teddy Greenstein from the Chicago Tribune. Talking about Big Ten expansion. We've given away tickets now again to Alice Cooper and Rob Zombie.
Yeah, James from Kearney's the winner. He was caller number 5.
All right, James.
James, woohoo! And my favorite part of the show, anytime we can play some breaking news, we got breaking news, Daddy, breaking news!
Here's late breaking news from the world of sports on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Ball there. Oh, no, that's you know, it's our computer.
I was late with the late breaking news.
We got a lot of stuff going on. Nebraska's non-conference clash at the University of Washington Saturday, September 18th, will be televised by ABC. Kickoff, 2:30 Central Time. So make your plans. If you're going to be out at Husky Stadium, that's 12:30 Pacific Time, 2:30 Central Time, Nebraska at Washington on ABC. So there you go. Holy moly.
Jared Crick coming for Jake Locker.
Yeah!
I guess potential first-round draft picks.
Hey, Doug, we got a little item of business we have to take care of.
I know. I'm pretty fired up. It's like the culmination of another tip-top so-so show.
Yeah, so-so, another so-so about today's show.
Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. You got something?
I got something.
You've worked something up? 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. If you have not won in the last 2 months, you're eligible for a $25 gift card to Troutman's Quality Meats, and I'm so hungry right now, I might just go pick something out of the bin over there raw and throw it down. And I'd probably be okay doing it. They got so many. It's incredible. We're into grilling season. Still got a lot of graduations going on. Maybe you need a party tray for a little get-together that's going on, whether it's, of course, a graduation or not. Great stuff. Let's go to the phone lines, 888-455-ESPN. Who are we chatting with?
Chris.
Chris, Daddy's got a question for you. Daddy, go.
Chris, this team leads the National
Daddy.
League.
I just said Daddy, go. Go, Daddy. Anyway.
This team leads the National League in batting average. Who is that team?
Oh, I know it's not the Cubs.
You are correct.
That whittles it down to about 15 teams.
It's got to be.
That's incorrect. We got to go.
Take a guess. Take a guess. Did you just cut him off?
Absolutely. That is classic. I'll let you look it up on Google.
Oh, that is so great. That is so great. Oh, that is so great. 888-455-ESPN. Let's go back to the phone lines here in just a moment. Who are we chatting with this time?
This is Wes.
Okay, Daddy, ask another question.
Hey, Wes, so we just asked who is leading the National League in batting average. Who's the furthest team down in batting average? Who's last?
Who's the worst batting team in the National League? That's your question.
San Diego Padres.
That is incorrect.
Thanks, Wes. 888-455-ESPN as we wind down the Doug and Daddy Show. 888-455-ESPN on Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. Let's go back to the phone lines. Who are we chatting with?
Chris.
Is this the same Chris?
No, different one.
Different Chris. Oh. This is a Chris that might know something then. Hi, Chris. Daddy, what are you going to ask Chris?
Well, I'm going to go back to that last question. Who is last in the National League in batting average?
Cubs.
They're not the Cubs.
Oh, but funny nonetheless. Funny nonetheless. Daddy throwing out some baseball questions at 888-455-ESPN as we continue Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. Again, keep up to date here and on our website with some postponements of the district track meets. We already know that Wilcox and Loup City are postponing their district from Wednesday to Thursday, and we'll let you know how our coverage will revolve around that. Back to the phone lines here. Who are we chatting with?
Mark.
Mark, Daddy's got a question for you.
Hey, Mark, this team is last in the American League in batting average. Who is that team?
Texas Rangers.
Oh, it is not the Texas Rangers. Appreciate the guess. Please call back again, 1-888-455-3776.
Boy, I didn't think it'd be that tough, Daddy. I didn't think it'd be that tough. I'm not easing it up for him.
No.
We're not making it any easier.
We're going overtime today. We got time.
That's right. Let's go back to the phone line. Who are we chatting with?
Ryan.
Ryan. You want baseball or you want golf?
Let's go baseball.
It's Ryan. I'm Ryan.
Go ahead. Daddy, what's your question?
Okay. Who's leading the National League in batting average this year, Ryan?
Team-wise?
We'll Marlins.
Team-wise, Daddy? You're saying team-wise.
Right? I'm saying team-wise, yes.
He guessed the Marlins.
Florida is incorrect. Florida right in the middle of the pack, 259. Oh,
man, that is rough. Keep trying, folks, 888-455-ESPN. Hey, the eight-man All-Star game announced their Nebraska roster. Of course, Nebraska and Kansas play for the third straight year. This year it's June 26th at Doane College, and we'll tell you who's playing in just a moment, but let's go back to the phone lines. Who are we chatting with? Hello?
Justin.
Daddy, what's the question?
This team is last in the National League in batting average. Who is that team?
Mets.
Mets are incorrect, but thanks for the phone call.
Wow. Wow. Did we hit a wall here? Did we just hit a wall?
This goes back to my theory that no one pays attention to the first quarter of the season of baseball.
Keep trying, folks. We're working on our phone lines, but we keep bringing people in. Let's see who's next on the Doug and Daddy Show. Who are we chatting with?
Ryan again.
All right, Daddy. You got to change it up here because you already asked Ryan.
No,
What can I ask? Yeah, who's dead last in the American League?
Yeah.
Who's dead last in batting average in the American League, Ryan?
We'll try the Royals.
No, not even close. Kansas City's fifth in the American League. You can't ask them who's leading the American League because it's the Yankees and it's too easy. Keep trying, folks. Some of the area players going to that eight-man Nebraska-Kansas All-Star game, Charlie Robinson of Alma, Ryan Bristol of Amherst, Drew Watovic, Eustace Farnham, Nate Most, Giltner, Garrett Swoboda, Lawrence Nelson, Sean Campbell, Pleasanton, Jared Hodgson, Overton, Jeff Ashby of Giltner, Ron Evans of Amherst are among the coaches. Let's go back to the phone lines as Troutman's Tuesday Trivia continues. Who are we chatting with?
Dave.
Dave, here comes a question from Daddy.
Dave, who's leading the American League in pitching?
The Oakland A's.
Oakland A's are not leading the American League in pitching. Good guess. We appreciate
it. I did not expect this pain. I thought this was going to be pretty painless. We've asked a whole bunch of baseball questions. I don't know. Maybe we need to ask something different. Let's go to the phone lines, 888-455-ESPN. Who are we chatting with?
Andrew,
all right. You know what? I might throw out an easy one here, Daddy. Is it okay if I throw out an easy one?
Yeah.
Do you want baseball or basketball, Andrew?
Baseball.
Okay, Daddy, you go.
This team is dead last in the American League in pitching.
Seattle Mariners?
It's not the Seattle Mariners.
I see who it is. I don't even know what to do here anymore. You know, hey, what's 2 + 2? You know, I mean, you're earning your $25 today at Troutman's Quality Meats. Who are we chatting with?
Chris again. Don't cut me off.
Don't Google on your phone. Here, I got one for you. We're changing it up. Hey, Chris, who won the World Series of Poker main event last year?
Some foreign guy.
I'm just kidding. Daddy, ask him a baseball question. That's Joe Cotta, by the way. Sloppy little.
Chris, who is leading the National League in pitching, ERA-wise?
That has to be St. Louis.
Oh, he won it! Attaboy, Chris!
We go full circle. Chris has $25 in free meat, seafood, sticks, bacon. He's going to give his information, of course,
beer.
To Derek. Oh, yeah, wines, whatever. Yeah, let's get out of here. We are way over time. Woo! We want to thank Teddy Greenstein from the Chicago Tribune talking about Big Ten expansion. Andy Markowski from the Husker Sports Network talking about the arena vote going on in Lincoln today. Also to Ken Myers from Wilcox-Hildreth, Jim Reeves from Loup City, the head track coaches at those respective schools, both telling us about the athletes, but also telling us that both of those meets have been postponed until Thursday. Weather's supposed to be bad. NSAAHome.org or ESPNSuperstation.com. We'll continue to update our websites throughout the day. As A&D, we may see more. Kearney's supposed to host an A district tomorrow. We'll find out more on that and pass it along to you as soon as those decisions are made. Tomorrow on the show, UNK coach Damon Day, Dwayne Schmidt, Kearney Catholic track coach Scott Steinbrook, Kearney High soccer coach.
We'll see you tomorrow. Doug and Daddy Show, Senator Brass's ESPN Radio, Superstation, 1460 Kearney, 1550 in Hastings.
More Alice Cooper tickets on the way tomorrow.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game.
Hey.